Welcome to Come Follow Me Daily in 5 Minutes or Less. My name is Malia.
And this is Jose.
Episode 99. When I show faith in the Savior by keeping His commandments, I am justified through His grace.
The following definitions may help you better understand the Epistle to the Romans. The Law. When Paul wrote of the law, he was referring to the law of Moses. Similarly, the word works in Paul's writings often referred to the ceremonies and rituals of the law of Moses. Paul contrasts this law with the law of faith, or the doctrine of Jesus Christ, who is the real source of our salvation.
Circumcision, uncircumcision. Anciently, circumcision was a token or symbol of the covenant God made with Abraham. Paul used the term circumcision to refer to Jews, the covenant people, and uncircumcision to refer to Gentiles, those who are not of the Abrahamic covenant. Circumcision is no longer necessary as a token of God's covenant with His people.
Justification, justify, justified. These terms refer to the remission or pardoning of sin. When we are justified, we are forgiven, declared guiltless, and freed from eternal punishment for our sins. As Paul explained, this is made possible through Jesus Christ. In Romans, words like righteous and righteousness could be seen as synonyms for words like just and justification.
Grace. Grace is divine help or strength given through the bounteous mercy and love of Jesus Christ. Through grace, all people will be resurrected and receive immortality. In addition, grace is an enabling power that allows men and women to lay hold on eternal life and exaltation after they have expended their own best efforts. We do not earn grace through our efforts. Rather, it is grace that gives us strength and assistance to do good works that we otherwise would not be able to maintain.
Romans 3:27. It is excluded. By what law? Of works? Nay, but by the law of faith. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Is he the God of the Jews only? Is he not also of the Gentiles? Yes, of the Gentiles also. Seeing it is one God which shall justify the circumcision by faith and uncircumcision through faith. Do we then make void the law through faith? God forbid. Yea, we establish the law.
In Romans 3 and in Galatians, the word works does not appear to refer to righteous deeds or efforts to obey God. Instead, in these passages, works refer specifically to performances of the law of Moses. Furthermore, the context of Romans and Galatians indicates that these deeds of the law referred not to the law's universal commandments, like the commandments not to kill or commit adultery, but to distinctively Jewish observances like circumcision, dietary regulations, and special feast days, parts of the law that were not required of Gentile saints.
Paul had encountered some Jewish Christians who were teaching the false doctrine that Gentile Christians would not be saved unless they were circumcised. Though this ordinance was one of many performances of the law that God gave to ancient Israel, those performances were not the means of obtaining forgiveness of sins. Forgiveness was available only through the atonement of Christ. Thus, the way of salvation for all, both Jew and Gentile, was through faith in Christ and commitment to His gospel.
Paul's use of the phrase, the law of faith, shows that even though salvation does not come by the law of Moses, individuals must follow laws in order to be saved. Faith in Christ is a law of faith, a way of life that does not make void the law, but rather, through faith, we establish the law. Faith leads to repentance and striving to live as Jesus Christ taught.
Now discuss with your family, what does the word justified mean? And that's it for this episode of Come Follow Me Daily in 5 Minutes or Less.